This morning's sermon is based upon the Old Testament text just read, Isaiah 58, especially verse 9, where Isaiah writes, "When you call, he will answer. When you cry out in need, he will say, 'Behold, it is I.' If only you will put away the pointing finger and the malicious words." See, pointing fingers has been unacceptable for a long time. Isaiah began his ministry in the year 740 BC. It was the year that King Uzziah died. And we know from Scripture that Isaiah had a wife and at least two sons. And maybe with just a little imagination this morning, we can picture Isaiah walking to a meeting with Ahaz at the end of the aqueduct, and just maybe Mrs. Isaiah had to work that day in order to make ends meet, and so Isaiah was stuck with the kids. And as he walks through town towards his meeting, he notices out of the corner of his eye his one son, Shear Yashub, pointing to this group of people over here that are different from the rest for one reason or another. And so Isaiah, with a fatherly love, puts his arm around his son, and he says, "Yashuv, it is rude to point fingers at people. Maybe it would be better, rather than pointing fingers at people, to understand, to try to see those people as God sees them. All you're really pointing at is their outside differences. Maybe it'd be better if you saw them the way God does. The way God sees you and I, he sees the heart. He sees the good intentions and the evil and wicked desires that are inside all of us." I might take just a little imagination again to picture Isaiah a little bit in the future, walking to another meeting, maybe this time with King Hezekiah. This time, Mrs. Isaiah may have had a prophetess meeting at the temple, and so again, Isaiah was stuck with the boys. And now as he walks through town on the way to this meeting, he notices out of the corner of his other eye his younger son, Mahar Shalal Hashbaz, pointing to a group of people on this side who have obviously fallen upon hard times. It's obvious that they're homeless, that they're poor, hungry, that their clothes are about ready to fall off them. And so again, Isaiah takes the opportunity with fatherly patience and love, puts his arm around his son, and he says, "Baz, it's very rude to point at people. Maybe, Baz, instead of pointing that one finger at those people, we ought to point all of our fingers at those people and share with them some of the rich blessing that God has bestowed upon us." Well, it takes almost no imagination whatsoever to picture the scene that Isaiah paints for us in our reading for this morning. Isaiah walks throughout Jerusalem and throughout all of Israel, and as he does, our text tells us that he sees an abundance of people with needs, both physical, but especially spiritual. And amongst those abundance of people with needs, there is a superabundance of people, not with outstretched hands, but with pointing fingers, fingers that would ridicule, fingers that would accuse. So Isaiah speaks for God to us this morning when he says, "If you will just put away the pointing finger and the malicious words." Now, if I've done my math here correctly, it's been about 2,700 plus years since the prophet Isaiah began his ministry preaching on this message. And yet still amongst us today, although much has changed, some things just have not changed. We still today point fingers at each other more frequently maybe than in the days of Isaiah, who preached this message to us. The Bible speaks frequently, and especially throughout Isaiah, that pointing fingers at one another is rude. For when we point fingers at one another, we do so with malicious intent. It's accusation and it's ridicule. The Bible, however, frequently points out, and especially in Isaiah, that there is a finger pointing that goes on that is not only acceptable, but it is very, very positive. There's a small word in Hebrew. The word is hine. It means behold. Translated a little more freely, you could say, hey, look. It's a word of exclamation. It's a word that contains within it a great deal of promise and of excitement. It's a word that seeks to draw our attention, to point us, if you will, to its object or person. It's an important word that appears in verse 9 of our reading this morning. And attached to it is an even more important suffix, the suffix ni. First person singular, I. You will cry out in your need, and he will say, hine ni, behold, it is I. God is pointing his finger at himself, and he points his finger at himself for the whole world to see. It is the only acceptable finger pointing there is. It is the most loving finger pointing that the world will ever know. God beseeches us to behold him. And if we will do that, if we will put away our own pointed finger, we will see that it is not those over there or not these over here, but that it is we ourselves who are desperately hungry in need of nourishment. It is not those, but it is we who are shamefully naked from our own sin, in need of protection and clothing. It is we ourselves who have mortally wounded ourselves by our own sin and are in need of healing. We will see that it is he who calls us to behold him, who comes forth like a spring of water to meet our needs, a spring of water that never fails. Isaiah points to God using his words at least three times. In chapter 52, God, through Isaiah, points to himself that all the Hebrews, all the Israelites, all the chosen people of God might behold him. In chapter 52, he says, therefore they will know that it is I. Therefore they will know in that day that it is I who speak. Hine ni, behold, it is I. Later in chapter 65, God beseeches all of the Gentiles, all people, to behold him, saying, I was sought by those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me, and I said, hine ni, behold, it is I, behold. It is I, repeated two times for its emphasis. And then again, in our text for today, you will cry out in your need, and he will say, hine ni, behold, it is I. We thank God that some things just don't change. God has pointed out himself to his people marching through the desert, to the Israelites of the desert, and he has said, behold me in the pillar of cloud that went before them by day and the pillar of fire by night. He has said, behold, it is I, to the Israelites of the tabernacle and the temple. And he could be found above the Ark of the Covenant between the cherubim. But now, in these last days, God has pointed his finger at his Son, Jesus Christ. For it is in him that he calls us to behold the salvation of all mankind. Now the Hebrew hine becomes the Greek edu. We hear John in his first chapter write, edu, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." God is pointing his finger at his own son. For in him and him alone is the forgiveness for all of our finger pointing, for all of our malicious words, for all the sin of the world. Therefore, we rejoice. We rejoice as naked people, shamefully naked, with the prophet Isaiah, who says, "Hine, behold the Lord, who has clothed us in garments of salvation and robes of righteousness." We rejoice with the Apostle John, who writes, "Adieu, behold the Lamb of God. I am the bread of life. Whoever eats of this bread will never die." As wounded people, mortally wounded by our own sin, we rejoice with the prophet Isaiah, who says, "Hine, behold the Lord, for by his stripes we are healed." As baptized children of God, who have been given the hope, the promise of eternal life through Jesus Christ, we rejoice with the women who went to the tomb only to find it empty and hear the angels say, "Adieu, behold, whom is it that you look for? He is risen, just as he said he would be." This morning's lesson reminds us that pointing fingers is at best very rude. At worst, it separates us from God. Yet we rejoice that God points to himself through his Son, Jesus Christ, by his holy word, that all may clearly see the salvation that is in him and him alone. In him is the forgiveness of sin. In him is life, even to life everlasting. Amen.